The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has released final rules which will enhance transparency in Africa's oil sector. The rules will further ensure the implementation of Dodd-Frank Section 1504, which requires oil, gas, and mining companies to disclose payments made to governments of resource host countries. The payments include taxes, royalties, fees, production and entitlements, bonuses consistent with Section 13Q, as well as community and social responsibility payments that are required by law or contract, dividends and payments or infrastructure improvements. The development has been welcomed by the African Center for Energy Policy, ACEP. Statement signed by its executive director, Mohamed Amin Adam, it says the rules will enhance accountability and transparency. We bring you more in this news desk report.
There are many extractive-related activities in Africa involving companies that are listed in the U.S. In Ghana, for example, extractive-producing companies such as U.S.-listed oil companies Kosmos Energy and Anadarko and U.S.-listed mining companies Gold Fields, Newmont and AngloGold Ashanti are contributing to economic development efforts. ACEP says it is therefore important for the efforts of these companies to be measured vis-à-vis their impact on the environment and people. This is why ACEP has been active over the last 3 years in demanding strong implementing rules for the purpose of increasing responsible investment in Africa and, more importantly, holding African governments accountable to their citizens for the collection and use of resource revenue. The energy think tank said it is particularly impressed that the rules cover important provisions such as non-exemption of reporting, except for transnational relief or delayed reporting in limited circumstances, subject to determination by the SEC and disclosure of data from operations of subsidiaries that could revolutionize the transparency regime in Africa's extractive industries, together with the European directives. The Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative, EITI, the Open Contracting Partnership, OCP, and the Open Government Partnership, OGP, among other initiatives. These initiatives, ACEP said, must complement national legislation to enhance the transparent and transformative efforts of natural resource management in Africa. It said with these developments in the U.S., EU, and Canada, it has become imperative for the governments of big African economies such as South Africa and Nigeria to pass similar legislations requiring similar payment disclosures by companies listed in their markets. This will ensure that extractive producing companies and host governments will have no place to hide proceeds from the exploitation of Africa's natural resources, an important prerequisite for fighting corruption and mismanagement of resources.